Jeremiah 20. Asher, the chief governor, and his doom. Asher, the son of Immer the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. And he smote him and put him in the stocks. Next day the prophet was liberated, and by the word of the Lord pronounced Pasha's doom. The Lord hath not called thy name Pasha, which means prosperity everywhere, according to Jesenius, but Magor Misabib, that is, terror on every side, according to the RV margin. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends. And he was soon to behold the judgments that Jeremiah had foretold, and was himself to perish in them. And thou, Pasha, and all that dwell in thine house shall go into captivity, and they shall come to Babylon. And there shalt thou die, and shalt be buried there, thou and thy friends, to whom thou hast prophesied lies. And then the prophet bewails the bitterness of his mission. He seems to have expected that Israel would listen to a true prophet of the Lord, but God had brought him into reproach and derision. The RV translation is to be preferred. And if I say I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, then there is in mine heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with forbearing, and I cannot contain. This is being moved by the Holy Spirit. For I have heard the defaming of many, terror on every side. Denounce, and we will denounce him, say all my familiar friends, they that watch for my halting. Peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge upon him. But Jeremiah encouraged himself in God. O Lord of hosts, that triest the righteous, and seest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee have I revealed my cause. And the chapter closes with the prophet's cursing of his day, like Job. But Job was blessed in his latter end, and justified the chastening of the Almighty, which his life has had so cruelly misinterpreted against him. And so Jeremiah, when he awakes, will justify the sufferings through which God caused him to pass, and rejoice with the governor, who suffered still worse things.